And good Sunday morning, and welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Town Square. I'm Tim Harrison. With us this morning, we have Kaylee to talk about Hand to Hand. Now, that is a local organization that is out to talk about a movie premiere called Ragamuffin. Now, before you get a little overwhelmed being this early in the morning, grab yourself a cup of coffee, something to munch on, and we'll let you know about what's happening right in our own backyard. First of all, let's welcome Kaylee to the show. Kaylee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate you coming down so early this morning. And well, let's talk about this organization. It's called Hand to Hand. Who are they and what are they?
Like you said, Tim, it's a local organization. It's here in West Michigan. It was started in 2008 when they realized that there were students who didn't have enough food over the weekend. Federal funding provides breakfast and lunches for students, but there are many students who go home on a Friday with absolutely no food, or they don't know when their next meal. It's what they label food insecurity.
Okay.
So what Hand to Hand does is that they actually partner with a local church. Once a church partners with Hand to Hand, the church provides the volunteers that go into a school, and there are backpacks filled with food. And while the students are either in class or out at recess, they fill these backpacks with food or stuff their lockers with food so that the children can go home or the students can go home with food provided for their weekend.
And without really being in the spotlight of receiving these extra gifts. Because they're in class, right?
Right. They want to make sure that the students aren't marginalized or put aside as
those kids, right? You know, the ones that are they're getting a little bit of help, and it's really unfair that the kids get picked on because it's nothing to do with them, and it may have nothing to do with mom and dad or their abilities or wanting to get work. Let's face it, everybody in Michigan's going through a little tougher time than they were maybe 8 years ago.
Exactly. And that's what it was. It started out in 2008. They were feeding 19 children in their community. It's expanded now to over 2,300 children or students that are being fed across 69 schools. There are 47 churches involved with 600 volunteers. That's exactly right. Like you were saying, is that you can't associate unemployment with the food insecurity. It doesn't necessarily go hand in hand. So there are students who it's just more of they might have a meal or they might not. And Hand to Hand just ensures that every student has the nutrition that they need to thrive academically, emotionally, and mentally.
And from what I think I read just over the weekend, 18% of Michiganders are working poor. So it's not as if they're not out trying to do and, you know, support their families, but they're just not making the wages.
Exactly. You know? And what Hand to Hand tries to do also is, as best as they can, focus on nutritional meals that they can provide. So even if they're having meals, it may not be the nutritional meals that they need to succeed and thrive. And so Hand to Hand also works on making sure that not just meals are provided, but nutritional meals at that.
Well, let's take a look at that real quick. You know, you talk to folks about this time of year, unfortunately, you're overwhelmed with people wanting to ring your phone or send you literature in the mail asking you to contribute to this or to that. And, you know, in their own right, they're probably really great causes. But the one that you're talking about today, Kaylee, with Hand to Hand, this is an organization talking about students that our kids go to school with, that we might be sitting next to in the pew at our very own church. And let's face it, people have pride. I know if my kids were going hungry, I would do everything within my physical abilities to make sure they were their needs were met. But I don't want anyone to know that maybe I'm not meeting all the expectations that a dad should or socially labeled that a dad should do or a parent should do. So when Hand to Hand comes in, who lets them know who the needs are or who the kids are that would need help? Was that done through the networking of the churches becoming volunteers with the organization, or how does that all come together?
At the beginning of the year, an initial permission slip is sent home with the students. If the students sign up, then a letter of introduction comes from the church is sent home in the child's backpack so that they can expect and understand what will be happening throughout the year.
Very cool. Now, you know, a lot of people listening this morning, they're like, well, you know, I give to this or I give to that or I give to my own church, or we have our own family designated area that we help with contributing to. But we're talking just a few dollars could really make a difference. Now, just before we had a chance to do an interview, we were just talking some of the dollar figures. And really, I hate to do this because I am just as guilty. You know, once in a while, we like to indulge and get that expensive custom coffee or, something that's got caramel and all this other stuff in it, which really doesn't do much for our bathing suit season. So we're spending $7 to $8 a cup on these, where really, if we were to just skip on one cup a week, just one, we could actually feed a couple kids. Now, what were some of the dollar figures that you were talking about?
Yes, absolutely, Tim. What's fascinating is that to feed a student through the school year, it will cost approximately $122. That's broken down into approximately $3 for a weekend. So it really doesn't cost much to take care and provide a nutritious weekend's worth of food for a student. And the value in that is just that these students are able to thrive mentally and emotionally. And the hope of hand-to-hand is that they would be able to break the cycle of poverty by allowing the students to reach their full potential. So it's an amazing benefit, not just to the student, but to the community and to the cycle of poverty.
And, I think one thing to point out, too, anyone who has, well, let's all face it, we've all gone out for a few hours with our friends having a few cocktails at one point and had to work the next day. We're not focused. We're not, we're not really paying attention to what our duties are. And it's a lot for kids, too. If they don't get the right amount of sleep, if they're not eating nutritious meals, it's really hard to get the education and to be able to focus in the classroom, to be able to get the skill sets to even make a good choice when you're a young adult or into your early years of your teens. Just getting the fundamentals of a nutritious breakfast to start your day, which many of us take for granted. We just open our refrigerator, we grab our cereal and our fruit and whatever, and, we go on with our day. And there's many kids that just don't have that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to wrap your head around that being in West Michigan, let alone being in the United States. Do we really have our own kids going hungry? Sadly, yeah. Statistics are showing that.
Well, to add on to that, too, that hand-to-hand, their overhead costs are very minimal because the churches provide the volunteers that go in and do the work and stuff the food into these lockers or their backpacks. And so a financial contribution, you can look at it as in my $3 is feeding a child every weekend, or that the money and the over or the extra financial contribution that you're giving allows hand-to-hand to expand even to more and more schools.
Great point. Great point. Now, with that, we are also going to talk about a campaign that Hand to Hand is teaming up with to talk about a, believe it or not, a gentleman who you may not know by name, but I think you'll know by his talents. The gentleman's name was Rich Mullins, and there's a movie coming out called Ragamuffin. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about how Hand to Hand is teaming up with doing a movie premiere right here in West Michigan?
The movie Ragamuffin, the true story of Rich Mullins, is being screened across the nation currently. It will be in theaters this coming spring.
Okay.
As it goes around nationally, the movie production team allows where it's $10 per ticket, and that's their national rate. However, if you want to benefit someone or benefit an organization, you can actually split that ticket cost. So all proceeds of this event, and that's proceeds, so we have to give the $5 for the cost of the movie,
sure,
$5 to Hand to Hand. So that will go directly into the hands of Hand to Hand.
So anyone who contributes with, and will tell you where, when, and how this movie premiere will be coming to Jenison's Center of the Arts, which is right on the campus of the high school.
Exactly.
Of Jenison High School. So if you're not familiar with that, it's very easy to find. So you're talking 50% of every dollar raised at this movie premiere is going to from Hand to Hand, and the other half of that 50% is going as a requirement for the movie production and all that stuff.
Exactly. And I look at it, if you're going out on a Saturday night, $5 for a movie ticket and another $5 to basically feed a student for about 2 weekends.
How do you go wrong with that?
Right. It's a win-win.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this main character of the movie, which is a true story based on a person named Rich Mullins. Like we were alluding to just moments ago, you may not know Rich Mullins by his name, but maybe by some of the gifts that he was able to contribute. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who Rich Mullins is?
Rich Mullins was actually born in Richmond, Indiana, where he grew up on a farm. In the 80s, he moved to Nashville, Tennessee. He was a singer and songwriter. He actually wrote songs for Amy Grant and several other famous musicians. I always find it funny that he also wrote songs for Charlie Brown.
Really? Now, that's a little diverse, I would say.
I know. He was an incredibly talented young man.
Now, some of the big songs that we may remember, like Awesome God or Step by Step, Sing Your Praise to the Lord, and so many other Christian hits or Christian-based hits, I should say. But like Amy Grant, which started out as a Christian-based musician, obviously found a home in country and in AC radio and got a lot of airplay back in the 80s.
Exactly.
A lot of that was due to the talent of Rich Mullins. Now, tell us a little bit about Rich. What is it about this guy that just seemed to warrant having a movie about him?
you know, honestly, it's so the irony or the beauty, if you will, about this event is that Hand to Hand is so intricately connected to benefiting the community. And Rich Mullins, he believed exactly in that, that it's important to be good stewards of your talent, of your resources, and to pour into your community. And he actually lived a life where all of his all of the finances or all the money that he made off of his work, he gave to the church, and the church would actually salary him out just as the standard American. And so he was constantly pouring into the community around him.
So he would be bringing in pretty good money being a singer, songwriter, with big hits of big names like Amy Grant going out and making money for him. And he just wanted a small percentage of that. And then when you say he redistributed the money back to the church, I mean, the church would get the checks from the record companies, kind of like?
I believe so. When when I've done my research, that's what it appears so. But mostly that he lived off of American salary. He had the fame. He had the money. And he actually, right after college, chose to move on to a Navajo reservation with his friend where they were teaching children music. So he found joy in being around children and pouring back to the community, which is exactly Hand to Hand finds joy in caring for students, letting them know that the community cares about them, and then providing for them.
It's amazing, because if you think about it, okay, let's think about Rich Mullins. He's successful. It was back in the 80s when everybody was materialistic. It's what you drove, where you lived, what clothes you had on your back. And then here's this guy who goes to an Indian reservation and pretty much shuns all the money that he's made, and now he's going back to the Indian reservations to teach the kids of those communities. Now, anyone who's ever been to an Indian reservation, it is very, how should I put this, very poverty-stricken visually. I mean, it's clean, but it's not beautiful castles. We're talking very simple, very low-income type of housing with medical facilities on there, and it's just, an ungated community right on a small plot of land, which doesn't have a whole lot of money. There's not a stimulus to go into that community and bring in businesses. So understand that when you talk about going to a reservation like this, this is totally, totally separate from maybe 2 miles down the road to the city that it might be surrounded by. It's really a contrast of the way that people live. And to have somebody with his fame and money to go live a simple life on the reservation. Now, he also gave his life living on that reservation too, right?
He did. He actually lived on the reservation throughout his adult life. He was actually tragically killed in a car accident in 1999, which just struck the faith-based community and musicians around the country, and probably really around the world. But yeah, the accident happened as he was traveling back and forth to a benefit concert from the reservation.
Well, let's give folks a opportunity to do a little research of their own if they're listening this morning. Good morning, by the way. You are listening to Sunday Morning Town Square. I'm Tim Harris, and we've got Kaylee with us this morning to talk about a local organization, faith-based, by using networking throughout the local churches. It's called Hand to Hand. We're going to give you some information on how you can get your family to go check out the true story of Rich Mullins. The event will be taking place, I believe, that is going to be on the campus of the high school of Jennison High School. It's going to be at the Jennison Center of the Arts. Brand new building. I think they just opened it up.
Exactly. It's just breathtaking.
Beautiful. Tickets are $10 each or $8 for groups of 10 and more. So perhaps maybe there's a group of bowlers or a group of folks that hang out together that could do a cost break that way. Or maybe an organization at one of the schools maybe can do a field trip. Either way, let's go ahead and tell them the website of where they can get tickets so that they don't miss out on the chance to see this movie.
Yeah, tickets can be found on itickets.com if you search Ragamuffin Movie Tour.
All right, Kaylee. Now, I know earlier in the interview we definitely started to mention some of the sponsors who helped bring all this together, because without them, probably wouldn't get it off the ground. Like earlier, we mentioned Kohl's Cares for Kids. Let's also, for the benefit of Hand to Hand, let's talk about the united effort from Fairhaven, Wellspring, Rock Harbor Churches, the Spring Arbor University, all present Ragamuffin, the true story of Rich Mullins. Awesome. Okay. So that's pretty easy. People can do that right now while they're having their bowl of cereal or their grapefruit or their cup of coffee. One thing to make sure that we are making it very clear. Yes, it's $10 per ticket unless you buy groups of 10 or more. Then there is a slight discount. But 50% of the monies generated from this movie premiere will have to go to LA to pay for the movie rights. And then the other half That's $5 out of your $10 go right back into our community for the program of Hand to Hand. Now, before we let you go, Kaylee, let's find out. There's so many people that listen to this show that have hearts of gold. They want to do whatever they can, and perhaps they've got some free time coming up maybe this summer to do some things. How can they become part of Hand to Hand?
You know, Hand to Hand has an excellent website where you can either support financially or you can volunteer to give your time. So I would encourage listeners to check out Hand to Hand's website and get involved as their schedules and permit.
So if you're looking for them online, just Google Hand, the number 2, Hand. It's pretty simple. Again, Kaylee, thanks for coming down. We want to make sure that you also can get your tickets for this movie premiere that is going to be generating funds to help out kids that our kids go to school with. I mean, this is really helping out next door neighbors. It is for the movie premiere, Ragamuffin, about the singer-songwriter, the life of Rich Mullins. And I'll tell you, this is going to be a great event. It's happening at the Jenison High School at the Jenison Center of the Arts. That's brand new building they put on the campus of the high school in Jenison. The movie premiere will be $10 each, 8 if you can get a group of 10 or more. And then again, half the ticket cost goes directly to Hand, and then the other half has to go to pay for the movie rights to be able to play this premiere. Looking for movie information? Check it out online at itickets.com. Again, that's itickets.com. And just kind of go throughout that website, and it will point you in the direction of Ragamuffin Movie Tour. Anything that we miss, Kaylee, that we want to make sure that people know about?
Two things. I'm not sure if we said the date, that it's March 29th at 7.
That would probably be very good information. So that's coming up right around the corner. So make sure you mark it down. Bring out the whole family. It's March the 29th. It is the first showing of this film in West Michigan on the campus of Jenison High School at the Jenison Center for the Arts. Kaylee, thanks again for bringing this to our attention. It's Hand to Hand and the movie of Rich Mullins. All that information could be found easily by just Googling Hand to Hand and or movie premiere for Ragamuffin. Thanks again, Kaylee. Is there anything that we want to make sure that people know about before we let you go?
Yeah, to quote Rich Mullins, Christianity is not about building an absolutely secure little niche in the world. It's about learning to love.
Couldn't say it any better. It is Hand to Hand with a movie premiere right here in West Michigan happening on March the 29th at 7 o'clock. It's at the Jenison High School on the Jenison Center for the Arts. Brand new building. Check it out. It's $10 a head, $8 if you have groups of 10 or more. And all the money goes right back into our community. 50% of every dollar raised will go right back into our own backyard. It's Ragamuffin with Hand to Hand. Thanks again for coming down.
Thank you, Tim.
And you have been listening to another edition of Sunday Morning Town Square. We'll have more right after this.